Chinese believers are blocked from attending Luzon. Miners in Chile have a God moment underground. And reality Christian TV hits the Middle East and North Africa. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. China's blocking delegates from attending the third Lausanne Congress on World Evangelization in Cape Town, South Africa. Bob Fu is the China analyst for Voice of the Martyrs USA and founder of China Aid Association.
At least 21 Lausanne delegates in Beijing were prevented from going. Most of them, among the 200, were all blocked from either the airport or even in their homes under house arrest.
The delegates are also members of the unregistered house church movement, already at odds with the government. A Chinese official designated Lausanne as anti-China. It's likely to spark closer government scrutiny and harassment.
The churches associated with those delegates are already facing crackdown.
China experiences the fastest growth of Christians. Who's calling for action?
I think we should urge the Lausanne committee to stand against this injustice.
Next, evangelical Christian leaders are on their way to South Africa if they're not there already. HCJB Global's Wayne Peterson reports.
October 16 through 25, 4,000 evangelical leaders from around the world are gathering in Cape Town, South Africa for the third Lausanne Congress on World Evangelization. The goal is to strengthen the church in its call to make disciples of all nations. The first Congress was held in Lausanne, Switzerland in 1974, the second in Manila, Philippines in 89. And these Congresses helped shape the theology and strategy for global evangelization in our century. This third Congress in Cape Town, the first such Congress in the new digital age, will deal with rapid changes in technology, religions, culture, and the growth of the emerging world. In addition, thousands around the world will participate virtually through the internet and satellite. Each day, I'll be bringing you a quick update on the strategic movement taking place in Cape Town and around the world, inviting you to pray for these leaders as they respond to God's call to proclaim the message to the contemporary world.
We'll have regular reports all next week from Cape Town 2010. You're listening to Mission Network News. 33 Chilean miners have emerged from spending 2 months living deep underground. Many of the men left the mine wearing T-shirts bearing the words, "Thank you, God," a favorite Bible verse and the logo of the Jesus Film Project. Dr. Roger Parrott of Belhaven University reports that Campus Crusade provided the shirts, as well as MP3 players containing the Jesus Film. A few of the men now have a relationship with Christ. Pray for the Christians ministering to them. Meanwhile, Jonathan Shibley is succeeding his father, David Shibley, as president and CEO of Global Advance. The younger Shibley dedicated himself last Thursday to carrying on the organization's mission of equipping 1 million church and business leaders throughout the developing world to work for God's kingdom. David Shibley plans to stay fully engaged as chairman. Pray for Global Advance and the Shibleys as they pass the baton. And reality television has become as popular a genre in the Middle East as it has in the United States. Reality shows are known for competition, selfishness, greed, and immorality. But there's a new show in town, and it's sharing a different message. The show, developed by Sat7 Arabic and Sat7 Pars, is called C707. Sat7's Rex Rogers says,
"You can speak to the audience about spiritual truths and try to help them. It's a talent show. It's a TV reality show. It's drama. It's all wrapped into one. And it's kind of complex, but it's classically Middle East."
The program is designed to speak to the audience about spiritual truths without actually preaching.
The question, if we can get it on the air, we get it on the air. And then we respond carefully, and we always just point back to the scripture. Either the scripture is quoted, or someone talks about a real-life experience and a biblical perspective, and helping people understand how Christian people with Christian values would respond.
There are more details at our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You know, biographies of missionaries are compelling. Mission Aviation Fellowship would like you to have a classic. It's called Jungle Pilot, the story of missionary pilot Nate Saint from his early years to his work with MAF in Ecuador, where he was martyred by the Wadani. Get your copy of Jungle Pilot, 1-800-995-4828, or go to missionnetworknews.org and look for the link. I'm Greg Yoder.